Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Coffee with Kels, season 2025, episode 2. I'm so happy to have you. It is kind of late at night, and I have been thinking all day long, which should kind of blow your mind a little bit, but I really want to make sure that these episodes are super, like, raw and real and relevant, and so I figured today we would talk about something that is super relevant to my life, and I'm going to assume that if you clicked on this episode, that it's probably relevant to yours as well. So I'm assuming if you click this, you either are just nosy or you are single and you're trying to figure out why you're single and kind of what your deal is, I guess. So today we are going to talk about the top 5 dating mistakes that you are making. And they're probably the reason why you're single, if I had to guess. So if you're anything like me and you're single, you've probably tried the dating apps, you've tried meeting people in real life, you've been on loads and loads of dates, and like nothing is sticking, because that's kind of what it feels like for me. I feel like I do like go out, and like if somebody asks me on a date and I'm interested, like I'm gonna go, just because you never know like what's gonna happen. That's like a big piece of advice I give to all my single friends, is just like go on the date, and because if it's horrible, then it just makes a really, really good story for the group chat. So I am chronically single. I am just very, very picky, but in all of my dating and just meeting people, which also, like, I'm young too, so I'm sure I'll meet plenty more people in my life, but I have learned a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot. Like, all of these lessons that I've learned throughout dating, I have really taken to heart, and I've used them to like work on myself, but also on how to like identify red flags in other people. So earlier at work, I was thinking about everything that I think that I have done wrong when it comes to like dating and things like that. Or like my friends and stuff too. Like, I guess they don't all directly apply to me, but most of the stuff is like things that I've done wrong. And I narrowed it down to 5 things that I've noticed between me and my single friends that I feel like are just mistakes that we're making that are running people off. Obviously, this is coming from more of like a female perspective, but I mean, I think it could also apply to men, because I think these things are also things that would probably like 8 girls out, but I've noticed and heard from like my guy friends like for a fact that these things are like the biggest mistakes you're making. So let's just jump right into it. So the first mistake that I have noticed that I make or other people make is just desperation. I can 1000% sense whenever a guy is like desperate and they're just looking for literally anybody to give them attention or what they want. And I think men can definitely sense that like on crack. Like if you're talking to them and they can sense that like you need them, they're gonna run away. They're gonna run for the hills, especially at the very, very start of the relationship. Like, nobody wants to get into a relationship and, like, know that it's going to be codependent immediately right off the bat. Like, if, and then this is just me speaking from a female perspective, but if I meet a guy and we're on our first date and I can sense right after that first date that he like feels like he needs me and is so attached to me, that's gonna scare me off, because it's just, it's rare to meet somebody and click like that immediately, and it's just a little tiny bit creepy. And like I said, I feel like men can sense that even more. Like and I'm just speaking on behalf of men, by the way, almost this whole entire episode, but I definitely think men can feel whenever you need them. And I would say most men that I meet and talk to, they want you to not need them. They want you to be independent and have your own things going on, and they don't want you just to depend on them for your happiness, because if you depend on somebody else for your happiness, you're going to be unhappy when they're unhappy, and it's just going to become a toxic relationship. So that is my first thing, is I think men can sense desperation. So do not try to get into a relationship desperately. Don't need him. Want him and choose him. I think they can definitely feel the difference between you wanting him and you needing him, and you should be in a relationship because you want to and because you choose them, not because you're just dying for a relationship and you want somebody to take care of you and be obsessed with you. Number 2 kind of falls into that same category a little bit, but it's number two is a lack of identity. I have come across so many girls that are dating that their whole identity they are finding in men. Now, ladies, I'm going to let you know that you are never going to find somebody that loves you for you if you are not complete and secure in who you are. I think I learned this kind of the hard way because I wasn't secure in myself. So any relationship I attempted to get into, I was trying to change who I was in order to like fit into their life. And now that I'm more secure in my identity and I know who I am and, you know, what does Kelsey want? What does Kelsey need out of a relationship? What does my career look like? What do my friends look like? What do I want my life to look like? And once I settled in that identity, the men that I'm attracting are people that fit into that and kind of have the same vision. I'm not trying to become their vision, if that makes any sense. And also the flip side of that is if you don't know yourself completely, how do you expect somebody else to, like, if you don't know yourself at the back of your hand, how do you expect somebody else to? Because you don't know. You have to establish you. You can't wait for somebody to come along and establish you. I just can really not stress it enough how important it is to just be yourself and become you and let the rest of the pieces fall in place, because it's just so easy to like pick out an insecure person, and nobody wants to dive into a relationship with somebody like that. Like nobody wants to create a girlfriend or a boyfriend. I don't want to have to like help you become you. I want to get into a relationship as two whole people that are choosing to be together, if that makes any sense at all. I'm hoping this is making sense, but I think that's a big mistake people make, is they aren't fully secure in their identity and they don't know who they are. So it's hard to attract the right people if you aren't the right person yet. Okay, I think number three is going to ruffle some feathers a little bit. And it kind of ruffled mine a little bit whenever I was like coming up with this episode, just because we all want to believe that some guy is going to come and be our knight in shining armor and sweep us up off of our feet and literally just be, you know, go above and beyond from the start, right? I have come to the realization that some girls, and I don't know if guys are the same way because like I said, I'm not a guy, but I'm going to assume there's a couple, have very, very unrealistic expectations for somebody that they just met. I'm going to say that again. Unrealistic expectations, the first time you meet somebody, will set you up for failure. And put yourself in the man's shoes. You are driving, hopefully, and going to pick a girl up and taking her to dinner. You don't know her. And so would you go above and beyond for somebody that you don't know? The answer is probably no. You do want to impress them and make a good first impression. But I can't tell you, and I had to learn this the hard way too, but I can't tell you how many girls that I meet, they go on a first date and he opens the doors and takes her out and pays for her meal and does the right thing in order to pursue her. But because this man didn't seem fully obsessed with her, the first time that he met her, they are completely turned off by him. And I just know that as a female, the first time I meet somebody, I'm not putting all my cards out on the table. And I am realizing now that men don't want to do the same thing. They don't want to put all their cards on the table for somebody they don't know if they're even going to like yet. So, and you shouldn't, you also shouldn't put all your cards out on the table at the very beginning. You should absolutely let the guy pursue you and do what he should in his masculine energy, and you should be in your feminine energy, obviously. Like, do not fall, which we're going to do a whole episode on feminine energy, but do not fall into male tendencies. But allow him to pursue you, but do not expect the sun, moon, and the stars on day one. But I will tell you this from experience, if he does show up and show out on the first date and, you know, does what he's supposed to do, I can promise you the rest of stuff will follow. But you've got to stop setting unrealistic expectations when you don't know them. And it's a little bit different, I think, if you've been like talking to them and FaceTiming them a little bit. But again, you don't know them. And if you wouldn't do it for them yet, they probably don't feel comfortable doing it for you yet either. I just think that's one thing that's kind of gotten lost on us as a society, because we see couples posting on social media, and obviously they're posting their highlight reels and like the best things that their boyfriends do for them and all these crazy things. And so we think that we deserve that immediately, but, and not to be that girl, but you've done nothing to this man to deserve all the extra stuff. And obviously have your standards and like keep firm to those, but don't expect them to be met immediately day one. Have your first date standards and then have your boyfriend standards, because those are two different, completely different things. And I think that I know a big mistake I was making was I was having boyfriend standards the first day I met somebody, and it's just not realistic. So that's number three. Stop setting unrealistic expectations for people that you don't really know yet. This next one is going to be a little bit of a sensitive topic, probably worse than number three, but I'm going to start this by saying, obviously I do not know, but this is what I've come to learn and kind of figure out from talking to different men. But I think another big mistake that people, like women, I guess, are making is that they're easy. I know from having five brothers that men are competitive and they want a trophy. If you give them a participation trophy on the first date, they're gonna leave because they already got what they wanted. You have to make them wait. I'm going to repeat that. You have to make them wait and earn you. If you want him to treat you like a prize, you have to act like one. You can't immediately give him what he wants. I am typically, and obviously there's been, you know, like special circumstances, but I'm typically like a no kiss on the first date girl unless I'm just having like a really, really great time. I think it's so good to like set boundaries with yourself, because I mean, y'all know men, they want what they want and it's like natural for them or whatever. Obviously, they should be able to control themselves, but we all know what they want, what their end goal is. And you have to kind of dangle it in front of them, as crazy as that sounds. You just don't be easy. And this kind of goes back into like having an identity and knowing your worth. Like you have to know your worth and you have to know what kind of effort you want somebody to put in order to, you know, obtain you. So don't be easy and allow the man to work for you, because he should. I think number five is the biggest mistake that I make, and so I'm gonna assume a lot of people make this mistake, and I think talking about this might actually hurt some feelings a little bit, but number five is just not, it's really simple, not being on the same page. I think with our generation in Snapchat and FaceTime and just kind of how easily accessible everybody is, we forget to have the hard conversations. And one of those conversations that needs to be have kind of from the get-go is like, what are you looking for? What do you want? Like not having this conversation, I feel like, has ended so many relationships, or relationships in quotes, I guess you can't see me. Because I have fully dove into things with people with, and my intention was, you know, them being in a relationship with me, and they did not want that. I'll tell a little story. There was a guy that I really, really liked, and we went out on dates, and it was very, very coupley, and I felt really connected to him, and I will never forget, I asked him, like, are we gonna date? Like, are you gonna be my boyfriend? Like, what's the timeline here? Because it had been 3 months, and he was like, oh, I don't want a relationship. I wasted 3 months of my life, lots of time, lots of money, and I mean, same on his part though, but he was getting what he wanted. He just wanted somebody to hang out with. I did not want that. I wanted, you know, more than that. So you're always going to hurt your feelings if you're not on the same page and you don't have the same expectations for a relationship. Nobody ever is satisfied with that besides the person that, you know, is getting what they want, I guess. But you'll never be satisfied in something that isn't what you're wanting, I guess. And you shouldn't settle for less than that. Like, if you like a guy and he's like, oh, I just want to be friends, like, you can't bank on him changing his mind. That's actually another really big thing is I've always liked people and know they didn't want the same thing as me, and I've been fully convinced that one day they'll change their mind and they'll like me enough and it'll be okay. And that's literally not how that works. They're not just gonna one day wake up and be like, you know what, Kelsey was wifey material the whole entire time. They made their choice and they were okay with it, and so you have to be okay with, you know, moving along and on to the next thing. Because I promise you, one day you'll meet somebody, you'll have that conversation, what do you want? You'll be on the same page and it'll just work. And that sounds so crazy and kind of probably a little too optimistic, because it makes it seem easier than what it is too when I put it like that. But one day you'll meet somebody, you'll go out, you'll be like, oh, it's what are you looking for? And it'll just click. And you guys will both want the exact same thing and it'll be precious and beautiful. But you have to have those conversations in the beginning, because if you don't and you guys don't want the same things, or if they tell you straight up, I just am looking for somebody to hook up with, I'm just looking for somebody to hang out with casually, and that's not what you're looking for, it's just going to end horribly. And I think that's how so many people get stuck in situationships. It's somebody is settling, and you should always want more for yourself than to settle like that. So yeah, I'm so sick of meeting people and not being on the same page, but it's better to save time that way than to be, 3 months down the line like I was and be like, oh, we don't want the same things at all. There are probably a lot more mistakes that people make in dating, but I narrowed it down to 5 because when I was thinking about this, I was like, there are probably so many things I do wrong. I guess I can just throw a couple more out there. I'll forget to ask questions about them. And usually to me though, if I'm not really asking questions, it's just kind of a sign that I'm not very interested. And I think another huge mistake that I make, and I think so many girls make, is I definitely am one to over romanticize people and not actually see them for who they are or what they're actually bringing to the table. I think about the one really good thing that they did, and to me they're just imprinted like that in my brain forever. So it's really good to, not have unrealistic expectations, but also be realistic with yourself and this is exactly what he did and who he is, and this is what he's bringing to the table, and judging it off of that rather than your feelings. Because again, if you're not on the same page or your feelings are all jumbled because you've over romanticized him in your head, that's a really, really telltale sign that things are just have gotten way, way, way more complicated. To be honest, I just think we as girls need to resimplify dating. We need to see it as we're going out, they've got these first date boxes or first couple of date boxes that they need to check. If they check them, good. If they don't, then they don't. And that's the end of that. And quit trying to hang on to pieces of people and just let it go and let it be what it is. Because it should be fun and you should enjoy it. And, I'm so glad that I kind of started learning these things, because I'm able to go out with people and not expect the sun, the moon, the stars, and just have a good time and focus on our connection and our compatibility and be able to navigate that from there and not, I don't know. Also, the unrealistic expectations one is obviously what really, really got me today. But if you put expectations on people that they don't know that you've set, they can't meet them. I just want you to take that in for a second, let it sink in. Because I'll choose a friend for an example. One of my closest friends, her name is Maddie. If I put expectations on Maddie as a friend that she doesn't know about, I'm going to be upset when she doesn't hit them because she doesn't know about them. So that's why it's so important to be on the same page, but also be realistic with it. Realistically, what should a first date be? And we can talk about that in a different episode if you guys would like what I think a good first date should look like. But yeah, you have to be realistic with people and not over romanticize them. I feel like I've used both of those words way too much this episode, but they're really, really important to get the point across. But yeah, guys, I'm sorry this episode was a little bit short, but it was just really on my mind and I could have made it longer. So I guess if you guys want a part two, we can. But this is kind of what I've been thinking about, and I really do hope this advice helps. I think coming to these realizations have helped me a lot, just in my experience in my journey. So I'm hoping that it helps you too. If you guys have any specific topics that you guys, you know, want to hear about or want to talk about, let me know. You can DM at coffeewkels, coffee with Kels, and we can get it rolling. I'm also looking for some really fun guests. So if you are interested in coming on and talking about a certain topic, we can DM and chit chat and see if we can get that worked out too. But I do have a couple really fun guests lined up here soon, so I'm super excited about that. But I really do love you guys. Have the best rest of your day. I hope you guys enjoyed. Please make sure you follow me on Instagram. My personal Instagram is at Kelsey J Durham. My TikTok is the exact same handle. The Instagram for the podcast is at CoffeeWKels, like I just said. And I'd love to have you guys on there so you can keep up with me. And yeah. Oh, also make sure you follow the podcast. And if you're on Spotify, rate it 5 stars because that really helps me. And yeah, bye.